Students launched a high-altitude balloon to the edge of space, or 100,000 feet, and were tracking as it parachuted back to Earth when it was lost. Marquette University spokesperson Joe Cockrell says six students from Marquette, Milwaukee School of Engineering, and UW-Green Bay were using tracking software so they could learn the problems NASA engineers face when designing vehicles for space exploration. Cockrell says the balloon and data collecting equipment were launched from a campsite near Eau Claire in late July. Students tracked it with a laptop computer.
The Windows software that was running the tracking program encountered an error and basically froze up. And by the time they had the computer rebooted, the signal had been lost because it landed in apparently some heavy forest area and was kind of shielding the signal.
Students searched several days but couldn't find the red cylindrical canister and red, white, and blue parachute. They hope someone will find it in the Black River Forest where they've calculated it landed. A second launch is planned soon, but Cockrell says this time they'll use three computers to be safe.
Once it landed, they had enough battery power for it to maybe send out a signal for an hour, and they think that had they gotten closer to where it was at, they still would have been able to extract its exact location. So what they're going to do is add some more power, like a backup power system for once it does land.
The project is funded by NASA and overseen by the Wisconsin Space Grant Consortium. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.